A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Let me now sing of my friend's song concerning his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He spaded it, cleared it of stones, and planted the choicest vines. Within it, he built a watchtower and hewed out a wine press. Then he looked for the crop of grapes, but what it yielded was wild grapes. Now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judea, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I had not done? Why, when I looked for the crop of grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? Amen. Now, I will let you know what I mean to do with my vineyard. Take away its hedge, give it to grazing, break through its wall, let it be trampled. Yes, I will make it a ruin. It shall not be pruned or hoed, but overgrown with thorns and briars. Amen. I will command the clouds not to send rain upon it. The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, Amen. And the people of Judea are his cherished plant. Amen. He looked for judgment, but see, bloodshed. For justice, but hark, the outcry. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Of Israel. Give us new life and we will call upon your name and protect what your right hand has planted. O Lord of God of hosts, restore us. If your face shine upon us, then we shall be saved. Loving
Brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Amen. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received, and heard and seen in me. Then a God of peace will be with you.
Amen.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.